All right. Hi there. It's Rocket in here. How are you doing? Hope you are doing peachy. Can't think of a different word besides sunny, so I hope you are doing good. So what am I going to talk to you about on the first day of issue stamp? Well, today's first day of issue stamp is about for someone special. Looks like it's a Maybe looks like a Valentine card. No, it's not. It's actually a stamp that has the word love. And I believe I have the postcard too. And I'll go and find that one out. So, as usual, this was written by Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman, Executive Committee of the Foxborough Company in the 1960s. The letter was typed in the company's letterhead and it was dated January 26, 1973. Mr. G. Lubriere, General Foreman, Uniroyal Inc., Chemical Division, P.O. Box 73496, Baton Rouge, Louisiana 70807. Dear Mr. Lubriere, first paragraph, we continue to learn more and more about our emotion, the effect they have upon our daily lives. Sadness and gloom, we're told, cast a deep pall, not only over the thoughts we entertain, but everything we do. By contrast, joy introduces sunshine into our lives, golden moments, even on sunless days. I did not even know that there's a word, sunless days. All right. Second paragraph. So the tender show of sentimentality on the part of our own, often doer and undemonstrative postal service organization, evidenced by the accompanying first day of issue stamp should be of motivational significance. The postal people, undeterred by January snow and icy winds, have trained their collective eyes on February 14th, Valentine's Day, traditionally dedicated to romanticists ages 5 to 95. Next paragraph. With this commemorative, which is fashioned after sculptured art located in New York City, Central Park, the postal people are suggesting everyone desiring to make lovable sentiments on February 14 use this special stamp. So I was right, it was that stamp. Next paragraph. We at Foxborough, of course, don't need any such showy display in order to set a pleasant affirmative mood. We have long known that our process instruments and control system have earned the affectionate regards of customer by the thousand in plants and mills throughout the land. The emotional response of users of Foxborough instrument and system is overwhelmingly positive. We know our products gladden hearts, bring sunshine into busy lives. Last paragraph. To end this on a more or less serious note, open quote parenthesis, although we are serious enough about the performance of our fine controls, we applaud the present effort by the Postal Service. If there is one thing that we really do need more of, it is L-O-V-E, love, accompanied, of course, by a liberal sprinkling of respect, honor, and decency. So if this special stamp helps foster some of those responses, we'll all for it, as well as for the people sponsoring it. Sincerely, the Foxborough Company. And like I said, it's Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman, Executive Committee. So this is my podcast for today. And if you're listening, thank you so very much. And come back again tomorrow. Bye.